From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The new party leader of South Africa's ruling African National Congress, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, has promised to tackle and implement radical economic transformation to speed up expropriation of land without compensation.
This conference, with unanimous agreement, has resolved that the expropriation of land without compensation should be amongst the mechanisms available to government to give effect to land reform and redistribution.
He said graft must be confronted with the same intensity and purpose as poverty, unemployment, and inequality. The current Jacob Zuma administration has been plagued by scandal and charges mismanagement. The Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said both issues have been around since the ANC came to power following the end of apartheid.
The rate of social and economic change in South Africa since the end of apartheid has been glacial. The gap between the wealth of the white minority and everybody else is, in fact, greater now than it was in 1994.
He said the issue is difficult for Ramaphosa, who helped draft the Constitution, which guarantees private property. He said that makes wholesale expropriation difficult, if not impossible. Ramaphosa is widely seen as the next South African president following 2019 elections. Another North Korean soldier has defected to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post, made it while across the border despite multiple gunshot wounds. Thursday, South Korean soldiers were said to have fired warning shots at other North Korean soldiers pursuing their defecting comrade. This is VOA News.